You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to To the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It is Sunday. What is it, March 22nd? You're listening to the Max, but it's changing to Max and Friends, and I got my co-host on, Rocco. What's up, Rocco?
Hey, how are you guys doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Look, I answered my own question. I'm a little bit crazy, but that's okay. That's okay. You see, you had to say friends plural, so it's me and some other people in my head. No, I'm just playing with
Yeah.
No, I'm good. How's everyone else?
Man, we got a crazy show tonight. We've got a sex doctor coming on. We've got actor Michael Tucci coming on. We've got a full show. Plus, we got to cover with some shit that's been going on in the news, man. So
absolutely.
Before I start anywhere, I got to start always. You know, I got to give my birthday shout out. So let me just give those real quick because we don't have much time. To Josh McPherson, Joy, Greg, Elizabeth, Peter, Sybil Hall, your birthday is coming up. Priscilla, Tyrone, Nicola Ricci. Check out StefanoRicci.com. Great men's designer. You know them, Rocco.
Yes.
Erwin and Dina and Antoinette. Happy birthday, everyone there. And I want to talk to you, Rocco, because, you know, we got to dedicate this show. I just think it's the proper thing to do to the actress Natasha Richardson. Crazy.
Absolutely.
Crazy, crazy.
That was insane. I mean, I hope a lot of people learn that if you fall down, no matter, you know, how severe or non-severe, you know, you need to seriously go get checked out. I don't know if you know this or not, but when the ambulance came, she denied to go to the hospital to get checked out. If she would have gone to the hospital, they could have saved her life easily with a simple procedure, but she declined going. She had to sign a waiver stating, no, I'm sorry, I don't want to go to the hospital. And then unfortunately she died. That's very, very sad. And now the paparazzi won't leave her husband alone.
It's awful. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Liam Neeson. You know, he did that great movie, his latest movie, Taken, which we'll talk about that on the show coming up, but about the whole sex trade thing, and he was a great actor in that. So our thoughts are with him and Natasha Richardson, bless you. Also, reality TV star Jade Goody, she died as well. You remember she had a big People's page, People Magazine spread where she had cancer and she was bald and they had the whole spread.
Yes. She died.
Exactly. She died today, too. So our thoughts and prayers are with your family. I tell you, Hollywood, you can't keep them, right? But you know what I want to talk to you about, Rocco, before we bring on our guests? On an inspiring note, you know, she's amazing, Fantasia.
Yes.
She's doing – Oprah Winfrey is presenting The Color Purple, you know, the musical we had here in New York. It's going to be in Washington, D.C., so check out thecolorpurple.com because Fantasia will be Sealy from June 30th until August 2nd. I know it's some time ahead, but Fantasia is an awesome girl. Have you ever interviewed her, Rocco?
No, not yet. You know, I've got a handful of Idol winners, but I did not get my hands on her yet. I have not talked to her.
We have got to get her because we'll get her, you know, before she does this Color Purple thing. But you know what I heard today, Mr. Rock,
is that
Natalie Portman. Now, I flew back with her from L.A. after the Oscars on Delta, so go to Delta.com. But Natalie Portman is supposedly dating Sean Penn. Not Sean
really?
Penn.
Really?
Because
he's a lot younger than Sean Penn. But Sean,
dating, not dating. I'm sorry. I got to clarify. Natalie Portman was out with Sean Penn for dinner.
Oh, what's up, Natalie? Trying to get some more experience from an older man. But we're going to have Professor Tamara Bowman here. You can call in and ask her all the questions you want.
You know, so, yeah, we've got the sex doctor on tonight. But before that, you know who we've got on. We've got actor Michael Tucci. So I know we all share the last same name. So, Michael, are you on to the max? What's up? To the max. Max
hey,
and Friends
with
Rock. Got to change that whole thing. Forgot about it. What's up, Michael?
How's
hey,
it going,
Michael.
Guys?
Now,
good. How are you?
Michael is an actor. He's a model. He was the face of the cartoon Sinbad, which I find fascinating. And Rocco, I mean, you read his. He's got some big bio coming up, no?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love him, you know, to tell us and all of our viewers a little bit more about that. Well, what's happening? What's developing?
What's going on, sure, Michael Tucci?
I got to New York about a year and a half ago. I was living in Milan and had been in Europe for about 8 years doing all kinds of fun stuff, but kind of finishing up as a model and doing some TV commercial work, and came to New York to try my hand at the real art of acting, and arrived and connected with a superb actor and teacher who's my coach and mentor. His name is Gary Swanson, and I've been working with him in earnest since I've arrived, and a few months ago finally felt ready to get out there, and I've had a lot of success so far. I've been really, really privileged. I just finished a play called Haven, and that wrapped up in the end of February, I think. I shot a short film called Conquests, which is a little bit lighter. Haven was a little bit of a dark piece, kind of a tortured soul who lashes out at all those who threaten his environment. And Conquest, a little bit lighter piece, it's a short film that might make it out of some festivals this year. We'll see how it gets cut in post-production. Or it's more of a seductor role, which I tend to like. And now I've just got, I'm working on a new feature film. I had the lead in, it's called Last Chance. And I play a fellow who's lost his love and is trying to get her back. And it it turns a little bit dark, a little bit tragic, poetically tragic at the end, but a superb role, a really super opportunity to show a lot of different colors on the screen.
Wow. Cool. It sounds like you've been really busy. How do you have a personal life?
It's a little bit hard. It's the first year, especially last year. I don't think that'll be seen here in the U.S., but that's more Europe, Asia, and Europe, Asia, where was Africa or South America maybe. And last year I did various, say, Samsung, I did Motorola, Volkswagen, I did, what's the ones that come to mind right now, I did the Web, which is a huge luxury brand in Europe, and kind of across the board though, guys. I do a little bit commercial stuff and drinks and fashion here, and just a little bit of everything kind of smattered across the board. But I've always been busy with some other project at the same time, so I haven't really was ever really able to give it my full attention. But I feel that acting is definitely where I want to place that attention. But you know, modeling's still out there, and as long as they pay me to get my image out, you know, that's fine by me.
Wow,
cool.
Well, congratulations on all your success. It's amazing.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
So, Michael, what's next for you? Like, and where can people find you? Because, you know, I wanted to have you on the show because, you know, A, you've done so much in New York theater, so I thought that was such a cool thing about you. And, you know, this new feature film you got, so I want people to get to know you. So let them know where they can find you on the web and what you're up to next.
Right now, they can find me at mtucci.com. Sorry, Max, I was really close to you, man, but I didn't know
right.
That before. But so don't confuse that with Max's site. Check me out at mtucci.com. I haven't got so much video up because everything is happening really fast, and I'm still waiting. I got three or four things in post-production right now, and I haven't got the video up, but there's some fun photos and other things on there. And next, I mean, right now the focus is 100% the feature film. We're shooting in April, towards the end of April, and that's where 100% of my focus is going. And I have some possible opportunities in some larger feature films this summer, but nothing concrete yet. But I'll certainly let you guys know.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Well, keep us posted. We want to hear about your success and what you're up to. And you know, check them out, mtucci.com, not to get confused with maxtucci.com. There's room for a bunch of us Tuccis around here. So, all right, Rocco. You know what I wanted to ask you real quick, Michael, was how is it to be a cartoon?
You know, there's a friend of mine in Milan. She's a photographer, and she has this little kid. And I was over there doing some test work, and they became friends of mine. And And he jumped in some of the photos, and we had a good laugh. It's more artistic stuff. And the next day, you know, his mom called me, and she said, yeah, he went and told his entire class that he went and did photos with Sinbad. That was fantastic. After my wedding, so I went back in October to hang out a little bit. I'm actually I've been living in Madrid. That's been my base in Madrid, Spain, for many years.
Right.
I spent some time in Italy as well. But I went back, and we did this whole superhero artistic photo shoot, which is just a blast. And for me, that's the funnest part, because he's the only person who's going to recognize that. So that, I have a good laugh with it.
Cool. What were you going to say, Rocco?
Well, I was going to ask you if Hollywood is still the place to go out when you're in Milan.
Is Hollywood a place to go out?
Yeah, in Milan, there's a – they call it Discotheque Hollywood, where all the models go every Sunday. There's pizza.
Oh, Hollywood in Milan.
Right, right. Is that still the happening place?
Still one of them. I didn't I there were some other ones as well, but that was still holding strong when I was there in 2007.
Cool. Well, you know, in Firenze, everyone's got to go to Central Park. So, well, we all, because, you know, all three of us speak Italian. So, Rocco, that's Michael, right. And I, we got to hit Florence real soon and take that little city by storm.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Michael, I want to, you know, say stay focused on what you're doing, be inspired. And thanks so much for being on Max and Friends tonight. We're here with me and with Rocco and I. And we
so
got
much.
A sex doc coming up. So if you want to call
that's
in with
great.
Any sex questions.
I actually already have some questions. I have some questions. You know, I've taken your advice, Max, about becoming interactive. And I already have some questions that were sent to me. And I, you know, I was able to catch up with our sex doctor here. And I got some questions I want to ask her from some of our listeners.
Yeah, so
I also want to tell. I also want to tell all of our listeners out there that we finally have our coverage of the last Fashion Week in New York that we did in February up on fashionnewslive.com. And in order to watch it, you can go to fashionnewslive.com, click on either where to watch and pick one of those channels, or click on blog, and everything will be up there on the blog. And it's Mickey Rourke all the way to Paris Hilton, just so many celebrities that we have access to when we go to Fashion Week.
Awesome. And that's fashionnewslive.com, yeah. Everyone. And pretty soon you're going to have Michael Tucci on. Well, you're going to interview him on the red carpet. Michael, if you're still on, have a good night, and we'll be in touch with you soon. We look forward to having you on in the future and telling us about your success.
Fantastic, guys. So, thanks a lot.
All right.
Absolutely.
Have a good night, Michael. I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay.
All right. Later. Ciao, arrivederci. So there you go, Rocco. So, you know, dude, what's going on with your week? How was your week, first of all?
Good, good, good. I mean, I was really surprised, you know, that actress, you know, we spoke about her earlier, how she fell down and hit her head. Gosh. And she thought it was a bump. Yeah, that was just wild. That was really, really, really made me reflect and do some self-reflections on in my younger years when I thought, you know, I was invincible and nothing bad could ever happen to me. And I've done some pretty stupid things. You know, I went cliff diving in the past and, you know, could have killed myself. And I think it's a big reality check. You know, we are not invincible. We're merely flesh and bones, you know.
That is the
merely
truth.
Flesh and bone. So but, I would,
you know,
say that this, excuse me?
I think it had a lot to do with ego because, you know, it's like, listen, at 45 years old, if you fall, you know, put your fucking ego aside and go to the hospital and get real. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
I don't know. But listen, I don't want to hold up our conversation anymore when we've got a sexpert coming on. So,
oh, exactly. Let's get this party on.
Let's get rich. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about Tamara and me. So
that's
Tamara,
right.
Is,
that's right.
You know what I mean? Tamara, are you on Max and Friends tonight with Rocco, my co-host? I know you're standing by, so we're going to get you ready and pull you up here on the show. But until then, Rocco, here we go. We got Tamara on. What's up, Tamara? Dr. Tamara?
Well, hello there, Mr. Max. Am I ever ready to talk about sex? Isn't that always the hot topic?
And you got Rocco here, too, so this is a threesome.
Yeah, well, you know what? I would say we've got a threesome going on here. The hotter, the better.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
So now, Tamara, we've got to ask you, because you're new to my listeners and to Rocco's viewers. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
A little bit about me, actually. Rock, well, what can you say about me? Go ahead, Rocco.
I'm sorry. No, I think we broke up for a second. Do we still have you online?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes. I was just going to explain to them how you and I first met and how we know each other.
Thank you. Yes, I will.
See, me, everyone knows I do Fashion News Live, and I was at a clothing store, and I overheard this amazing, beautiful lady talking to someone else, and I rudely interrupted. And that was how, you know, I found out she was a professor, I found out she was an expert, and then I invited her on the show. But you can take it from there.
Oh, so you're not going to tell me about the part where I picked you up hitchhiking.
No, that's our confidential story.
Is that a confidential story? Okay. Or, Tamara, is that a fantasy of yours?
Well, it could be a fantasy.
So tell us. First of all, I want to tell everyone, you can go to TamaraBowman.com, and you can go up there, and then here we go. So tell us about you.
My goodness. I love talking about sex, and I love working with couples in relationship settings. It's such a sacred, intimate conversation to really delve into those deep-seated issues that prevent us from having the ultimate sex life that is available for us. So that's one of the things I love doing, is working with individuals, working with couples. And the best part about talking about sex is you don't even have to have a partner. So you can absolutely have the best sex with yourself. However, it is great with a partner. But either way,
well, you know what I always say, Tamara? I say, why do for yourself what I always say, why do for yourself what others can do for you?
Well, it does make it much more interesting, for sure. Yes, but boy, in a pinch, you can always take good care of yourself. And
in
I
a
think
pinch,
it's
you
important about
can.
What's that?
Well, you know, I've got to tell people, speaking about pinching, why don't you pick up your phone and pinch some numbers and call us here on 323-203-0815. We're going to open up the lines. Rocco's here with me and Dr. Tamara, our sexpert. She's also an author. She has a fantastic book about betrayal. You can check that out on her website, which is TamaraBowman.com. You can always go to MaxTucci.com for more information. But call us, because ask away. We're here with the sexpert, who you can ask your dirty questions to, because she doesn't mind.
I actually have some questions. I have some questions.
Yeah, Rocco's got questions
already. I already have questions that some of our listeners had sent in. So would you like me to start shooting away with these questions?
Go for
it. Bring it on.
Okay. So let me pick out an interesting one. Alrighty. Can a penis ever be too big for a vagina? That is what one of our listeners asked.
Yes, it can be. But however, it's always possible to have great sex no matter what size you are, because you can always go shallow. You don't have to go as deep. One of the things is, I mean, because everyone thinks that bigger is better. That's not necessarily so. Big is great. Smaller is great. So no matter what size you are, it's absolutely perfect, because it's going to fit with someone. Our vaginas, if you think about it, I mean, they stretch big enough to have a baby come out of the vagina canal. So it's not that our vaginas cannot stretch or be able to receive enlarged penises. One of the things why women may think that a penis may be too large for them is if they feel some pain in their cervix. So if you're dealing with a very large penis and it's hitting or it's pounding back there against the cervix, and the cervix is where women carry their sexual pain. So if you've had a background or a past of insensitive lovers or any kind of abuse that hasn't been dealt with, you're going to be touching on those sore spots back there, and it's going to bring up some emotions that you may or may not be prepared or ready to deal with. So one of the things is, I know that's probably a little more information than you were looking for, but one of the things you can do if you are very large is just to go in shallow. And there are certain ways that he can feel like he's just wrapped around when you do like the scissor position, where he feels like he's getting this deep penetration with his entire penis. So really, is there a penis that's too big? Absolutely not. If you're big, it's great. If you're smaller, it's great too. So size doesn't matter. It's how you're using it.
You know, I got to tell you, Tamara, are you on a mic? Can you just come a little bit closer? Because someone called it, someone wrote in because I'm on Facebook, and they're like, Tamara, if she can come a little closer to the mic because she sounds far away. But, you know, I've got to ask you a question, Tamara, because you know, I heard my grandmother's amazing. She's a yoga teacher. She's a tango dancer. She's 83 years old. She goes all over the world. And she heard, and we want to know because she actually asked me to ask you on this question, is it true that, you know, everyone says back man's dicks are always bigger and blah, blah, blah. But the question that the comment she posed was, the reason why is because the black man's penis is so big is because a woman's black woman's vagina is deeper than a white woman's. Is there truth to that?
Or have you know, there are theories and there are myths, but really empirical data does not prove that to be true. So it's not attached to your race, your ethnicity, your size of your shoes, your
then
size
why
of your
are
hands.
Black dicks big? Let's just break it down.
You know what? They really, they absolutely are. Now you think about a black person. Okay. There are very large black penises that are scrumptious.
Did you say that are scrumptious?
Absolutely, they're wonderful.
Okay, I got another question here. I got another question.
Okay.
Is it possible? Is it possible for a penis to hurt your ovaries?
Yes.
During intercourse.
It is possible.
Now, how is
it
that
is possible? And now, not that the penis ever touches the ovary, because it doesn't. Just physiologically, there's just no way. However, if the woman is ovulating, and that's when she's releasing an egg from her ovary into the fallopian tubes, there is some sensitivity there. So you can actually be having sex and it feels like it hurts your ovary. And that's just because physiologically your ovary is releasing an egg. And with that extra pressure, the pounding, or even having an orgasm, all of your internal organs are contracting. So you can actually feel some discomfort if you're releasing an egg, if you're ovulating at the time you're having intercourse. So that is a possibility. That's a very good question. I don't think I've ever been asked that. That's a very good question.
Wow. I've actually got another question. I keep getting these questions popping up. Okay, this is another question.
Okay.
Understanding that men need – can you tell I'm reading this question? Okay. Understanding that men need sex in different ways than women – how do you compromise on having sex with your partner? For example, men could have sex every single day, and realistically, that probably won't happen. Are women just supposed to have sex to ensure their partner doesn't stray?
Oh, my goodness, that's a very good question. Because let me preference that by saying that sex for men is like food for their soul. They absolutely love it. They need it. They crave it. It gives them a sense of well-being. It makes them feel good about who they are in relationship with you. Now, women don't naturally have that. However, one of the things that women feel much more apt to give a lot more sex for, and that is if their needs are being met. So if they've had enough sleep, if they've had enough exercise, if they've had enough water, if they've had enough affection, if they've had enough accomplishments or whatever it is that fills her tanks up with, she's able to give from a fullness. So as her man needs it as often as he does, and let's say it is every day, if her tanks are full, if she's filled up, her needs are met, she is more than happy to give that from an overflow to him every single day. Now, if she's just doing it and her tanks are empty, like she her needs are not met, it's going to be a chore. And guess what? Your man's going to feel that. He's going to go, well, you're just doing it out of obligation. You're just doing this because I need it every day.
Well, it's not a job because it really is a job. It's a chore. So women do have a chore.
Right. And it doesn't have to be for women because they can actually, I mean, when you get in touch with your sexual needs, you're going to be like, honey, come on, let's go. Yeah. But what happens is we get Absolutely. So caught up in taking care of the kids, in, you know, building up our career that, you know, sex tends to be one of the last things on the list. Mm-hmm. Whereas, okay, because the difference between men and women is that men are like microwaves. They can get turned on instant, good to go, ready in seconds, right? For women, we're like crock pots. So what you've got to do is turn us on in the morning. We've got to simmer all day long. So what that looks like, us, you turning on the crock pot, us simmering all day long, is you're giving us a call in the middle of the day saying, hey, baby, I'm thinking about you. How you doing? How's your day going? I love you. That's like our crock pot is simmering. So you just remind us of you and how much we mean to you. By the time you get home, we're ready for you.
So basically throw you on the bed and just do it. Tamara, I've got to interrupt you real quick. Okay. Tamara, we've got a caller on. So caller, you're live on Max and Friends tonight with Rocco. Who's this?
Hi, this is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, where are you calling from?
Hi. Florida.
Hi.
And do you have a question for
I do.
Tamara,
Andrew,
we have a question.
You have a beautiful voice. Bring it on, brother. What is it? What's going on with you, mister?
Well, I have a problem. I can't get my my boyfriend to perform oral sex on me.
Okay, and what does he say is the problem? What is he complaining about?
It's not him, apparently.
It's not him. So what do you say? You say, sweetheart, honey, listen, I'd really like you to go down on me. I'd like you to give me head. I'd like a blowjob. How do you approach it?
I mean, in all different ways. Sometimes with more finesse than others, and others it's just a bit frustrating, but... You know, I've tried many different approaches.
Do you provide oral sex for him?
All the time.
All the time. And he's very receptive of that.
Yes.
He likes it. He likes you going down on him.
Very much so.
Very much so. And so
he's selfish. What's wrong with him?
Right. Okay, so you're saying,
I mean, I'm not the doctor, but damn, if I'm gonna give oral, I want some oral back. But okay, I'll let the doctor talk. I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's like, baby, it's my turn, or what do you do? Wait, when you say you finesse it, how are you asking?
I mean, yeah, sometimes I straight out ask. Sometimes I'll be a bit more forceful, but you know,
and what does he say?
Pardon?
What does he say?
He'll be like, no, or push his head away, or, you know, give it a peck or something ridiculous.
I say find another boyfriend.
Okay, now, honey, here's the deal. You know what? Thanks, Max. That's beautiful. Because here's the deal. I mean, you've got to be matched up or linked up with someone who's going to be able to meet your sexual needs as well. Like, we all have different testosterone levels. So one of the things you want to hook up with someone who's going to be able to meet your needs as well. One of the things is, has he ever given you head?
For probably about 7 seconds.
7 seconds. And how was he? Was he any good?
It was just maybe not even. Maybe 5 seconds, and then that's it.
So he was just very uncomfortable.
It was so bad he forgot, doctor.
Okay, so what's really important? Are you guys into hygiene? Very important. So both you guys are clean?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you had showers, I mean, things like that. Sometimes, you know, people say, oh, I just don't like going down there. You know, only, you know, pee comes out of there. I just don't want to have my head down there. You know, but when you're really in love with your partner, okay, there's something that kicks in, that takes over. And it's really, it's a gift. And you know how someone that you're in love with, you can even watch them eat and it's all okay. Like nothing's gross to you.
Yeah.
Or they can ejaculate and their ejaculate's wonderful. You can even rub it in your own skin and it's like, oh, honey, this is wonderful. Okay. Yeah, when you're really in love with someone, there's nothing gross about them. I mean, their saliva, even their bad breath, even if they smoke, even if they stink or they've been sweating or whatever. Okay. It's you love them and whatever is coming out of them or is a part of them is all good. So one of the things, honey, is it sounds like you really love this guy. I mean, he's like, you would do anything for him. You would be enthusiastically into sharing your mouth with his penis and your oral sex, and it's wonderful and it's juicy and it's, and you've got the rhythm down and he's able to ejaculate or feel a beautiful orgasm from you giving head. Okay, and if he's not open to sharing that same experience with you, I think it's maybe cause for a deeper conversation of, sweetheart, where are we at with each other? How is it that you feel about me? Because really, when you are in love with someone, there's not hardly anything that you won't do for them. And I'm guessing that you have a lot of love for this man.
I do.
And there's not anything you wouldn't do for him. So, you know, if there's something that he's not providing for you that is a need of yours that you're asking for, maybe, just possibly, this might not be a match. And it's not to say that there's anything wrong with you or that there's anything wrong with him. He just may have a preference that he just only likes receiving oral. He doesn't actually like giving it. Hello?
Yeah. No, I'm
all right. Well, listen. Thank you so much for calling, Andrew. We had another caller. We just lost them. But call if you call back in. Sorry to interrupt everyone. The number is 323-203-0815. Don't be shy because Dr. Tamara is here. So, Dr. Tamara, any closing quote you want to say to Andrew?
Andrew, bless your heart, sweetie. You deserve to have oral sex. If that is a huge desire of your sweetheart, don't ever compromise in getting that in a relationship, sweetie. And have some very heart-to-heart conversations with your guy. You know, and say, listen, sweetheart, this is important to me, honey. Are you willing to step up to the plate? Otherwise, we need to have a deeper conversation.
And you know what I always say, too? What do you have to say, Rocco? I always say communication. What do you say, Rocco?
Yeah, communication is the key. If you don't communicate with your partner and they don't know what you're craving, they don't know what you are desiring, how will they know to fulfill that fantasy, to fulfill that desire? Now, if you are communicating and they're communicating, you know, there's a world if you want to work it out,
we
then
got
you
the caller back.
Out.
So, caller, you're live with Max and Rocco on Max and Friends. What's going on?
What's that?
I said you're live with Dr. Tamara. Do you have a sex question for her?
Yeah, it's Rocco. He's a friend of mine. I just sent him a message, so he'll be on the. He's live
yes.
on the show.
Caco, si dobro?
Oh, fuck, what did I ask you? You're crazy,
I was about to ask the question. See, I'm interactive here. I'm on the Facebook. I'm on different things, and people are sending me questions. So you can go ahead and ask her yourself. Ask Professor.
Okay, I'll ask her.
Okay, bring it on. Don't be shy.
I like it.
We love talking about sex. Go for it.
I don't know if we still have you on.
I have his question, but... something happened. I guess we lost him, but I have his question.
What's that?
Oh no, he's here. Are you? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. I can hear it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead and ask the question.
What's the question?
Yeah, as I told you, what's the story with the girls when I'm in Ireland? Like they go all around.
Okay, we something's wrong with this phone.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, Michael, what was the question?
Yeah, the question was. All right, he plays, well, I don't want to go into detail because people might know who he is, but he plays in the sports arena, and when he's in Ireland and he's playing, he can get four girls a night. When he comes back to America, or he goes back to his country, which is Croatia, he doesn't get the women that he wants to be able to get, and he feels that if you have lots of money, that's how you're going to attract women. Also, he's really shy, so he wants to know what's the best way not to be shy because he becomes really shy in a lot of different ways. And those were his questions. And then I have some more questions.
Yeah, he does get a lot of girls when he's out of town.
Right.
Okay, so what may be happening is he's out of his element. So he's actually taking on a different persona or a different character, as almost like an actor.
Tell him.
Yeah.
I agree. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's outside of his element. He becomes anybody that he wants to be. He's Superman. And he's getting four girls in one night. Yet when he goes back home, he's back in his element where it's almost like trying to be a star with your family. And your family says, yeah, right, I changed your diapers, you know?
Yes.
Who do you think you are? So you're going back to people who, you know, who are going to rag on you. They're going to, you know, keep you in this little box of who they put you in years and years ago. So really, it's getting outside of that element, outside of the familiarity of where you grew up in order to become who you were meant to be. And so it sounds like this guy's really a stud.
Yeah, well, he sent me another message, and he said, because he can hear us, he says, back home, he's on covers of magazines all the time, and everyone knows who he is. He's a celebrity. But he just doesn't understand why he's not getting the attention he wants from these girls. And I'm just going to guess. I'm going to guess that maybe these girls are intimidated from him. Maybe they think that he's some big shot, so they're afraid to approach him. So then he becomes shy. They're afraid to approach him. There's no one ever breaking the ice there. Is that correct or incorrect?
You know what? That sounds really good, Rocco, because really it's like a ping pong match. You know, so they're intimidated. He gets intimidated. Everybody's responding out of fear. And then no sex is ever happening. One of the things he can do is create environments of safety where he's got friends, he's got buddies in the industry or that he's close to that introduce him to different women, different people. Because that's one of the things we do is we really do trust our friends, whoever introduces us to someone.
I was just going to ask you on that note. You know, I always think the best connection is one through a friend. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because now, like with internet dating, I mean, sex is easy to get. You can go on Craigslist and get it in a minute. You know what I mean? But you don't know what
you can pay for it. Exactly.
No, you don't even need to pay for it. In reality, you know, you don't know what you're going to be getting with that. So, you know, there's a safety factor of that. And I always think, not that your friends are your protection, but, you know, at least they kind of know the person. Do you agree that people now are just classifying sex as like, it's like now just a game, you know? I always think it's nice to have a friend hook you up with someone. What do you think?
Absolutely, Max. I think that's probably the most ideal because you've got someone who thinks enough of you and someone else that says, hey, I think you two might hit it off. I think you guys could have some sparks together. And just as actors date other actors, porn stars date other porn stars, you know, in the same industry, you tend to like minds attract like minds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a level of intimacy just being in the same mindset or in the same subculture, subgroup. You know, and if you've got a mutual friend that hooks you up, then you don't have these different hierarchies that you're dealing with. Like, oh my gosh, I'm from the other side of the tracks and you're way over there and I'm, you know, couldn't possibly match with who you are. You're in celebrity status. That's why celebrities date other celebrities because,
You know what I always say because, you know, Tamara, I got to tell you, I have friends that have hooked up friends. They were engaged. Then they break up. Always listen to your intuition. That's the bottom line. Friends are great for the connection. Your intuition will guide you. Now, I've got another question real quick, Tamara. And it's from a young girl, okay? And her name is Rebecca. And where do I have to find her question? I have, like, a whole list of questions.
Same.
Where is this right here? Here it is. At what age do I have to start using birth control when having sex? She's 15 years old, and she's a listener right now, Rebecca.
And so is Rebecca having sex right now?
Well, I would guess so. That's why she's asking the question. Start now.
Okay, so immediate. You know what? It's important to be on birth control before you ever even start sex because it takes 30 days at least for the birth control to get in your system before it's even effective. So you want to be using backup methods like condoms, you know, all kinds of condoms really are the best because they protect against STDs and they protect against pregnancy. So you want to have a backup method for 30 days prior to having sex after you start the birth control pill.
Cool. Well, thank you for that question. You know, sex is something people are very shy to talk about it. Rocco, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that we should only take questions from – I know that you want to do only female questions now, and I have a couple more for – I have a lot of questions coming at me, but I'm going to pick out only the females. I have another question here. Is it possible to have – this is from a female. Is it possible to have an orgasm from just having your boobs stimulated?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, it's
and if you haven't, you got the wrong guy.
Absolutely. You can train your brain to have orgasms just by thoughts. You know, it's amazing. We can have ecstasy at any given moment that we put our mindset and our body into such a state that we allow our bodies to experience extraordinary pleasure. So absolutely.
Well, so you're saying if I'm completely alone and every day I rub the back of my knee and I say I want to have a climax and an amazing orgasm and I work at it, I can achieve an orgasm by rubbing the back of my knee?
No, you can't make a spot that's not already erogenous. Erogenous.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to rub my finger and go, oh, I need to orgasm.
That would be great.
Unless the back of your knee
is a zone. No, what I was going to say is that, you know, HBO did a special on this, and literally people would go, you don't even need to rub anything. You just have to psych your mind up because the mind is so powerful. You psych your mind up that you want to come, and you could stand in the cucumber section, ladies, without even touching yourself and come right there. Fact. I've seen it on
HBO. It's true. It's true. You really, really can. But to attach it to like a toe or a finger or, you know, but you can. It really is in the mind. And I love what you said, Max, about really – all what you have to do is listen to your heart, listen to your intuition. It will always lead you, it will always guide you. So, you know, that's how powerful our minds are, our intuition and our mind. So,
what were you saying, Rocco?
And I was going to say, my listeners, you know, our listeners are just going crazy. I have another series of questions from a female that says, this is a two-part question. How many times on average do married couples have sex? And then when does a woman's sex drive peak?
Ooh, those are excellent questions. And it depends on how long they've been in the relationship. But an average is like twice a week or once a week. And what was
that's
the other
horrible. Question? The other one is when do females sexual
oh, their peak? Sexual peak in their 40s. Absolutely. Absolutely. Women don't reach their peak to the late 30s, early 40s.
Men in their 20s, women in their 40s. Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore, perfect example.
You got it.
It's the truth. I got to tell you guys. But, you know, Dr. Tamara, I want to have – tell us about your book because we've got to actually wrap up. I always tell people wrap it up.
I want to know your website, too. I want to know how our viewers can – I'm sorry. I keep saying viewers, so I'm used to my show.
Listen,
I want to know how all of our listeners and future viewers and future listeners can get more about you. And I hope that we can have you on the show more and more and more.
Yeah, Tamara, will you come on next week? Will you come back next week?
I am so here for you, mister. I love this show.
Well, thank you. Well, it's getting better. You know, we got Rocco's listeners calling from all over. We got my listeners. It's a great show. We've got hopefully your listeners next week, Tamara, because you had a radio show. But now you got your book. What's your book title?
My book is called Living on the Edge of Goodbye. It's a story of hope, healing, and encouragement after betrayal. It's actually it's in the process of being published right now. But it's about how to experience extraordinary loss without having to end up a victim.
Well, you know what I got to tell you? And ponder this thought, Dr. Tamara, because I got to wrap it up with Rocco after. But you know what I say? The first time you're a victim, the second a volunteer.
Yes. Always. So no one chooses to be a victim.
Yeah, keep that thought for next week. But Tamara, before Rocco and I close up, what do you have to say to our listeners? Give them a final statement from Dr. Tamara Bowen, where you can find her at tamarabowen.com. your final statement.
Oh, my goodness. I just wanted to send you a like a virtual hug over the airwaves. And I just want to encourage you that no matter where you are in your life, in your sexuality, it's okay. It's perfect. Because you know what? We're going to expand. We're going to grow. And I'll be here. If you've got questions, you can email them off to me. I can come on your show again next week. Oh, how's that? I can come.
As long as you come, baby, that's all that matters.
Oh, so, isn't that
be back next Sunday, and we're going to have so many more questions. Rocco, what do you want to tell Tamara before we bounce?
I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm glad that we ran into each other and that we met, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to come on and answer a lot more questions from all of our listeners.
Oh, Rocco Max, I'm loving you guys.
Well, next week, Tamara, we're doing this right now. Everyone, stay tuned to Max and Friends with Rocco next week because we're going to have a one-hour special with Dr. Tamara, and we're going to take your sex questions. Don't be shy. Call in. I know sex is kind of freaky to talk about, but if you're doing it, you should be able to talk about it.
And if you're straight, gay, bi, transgender, whatever you are, a cow that can talk, a dog that can talk, call in, ask her questions. We'll answer. Well, she'll answer any type of question, anal, vaginal, oral.
If you're a dog that can talk, we'll give you your own hour show. but on that note, Tamara, I'm so thankful that you came on to Max and Friends with Rocco and I tonight. We had a blast, and I know we had a blast. Wrap it up. But Tamara, next week you're going to be on for an hour, so everyone stay tuned because she's back. Get your questions emailed to Rocco or I or to Tamara directly, and we'll talk about them here on LA Talk Radio on Max and Friends with Rocco. Tamara, thanks so much. Have a great night, and Rocco and I will talk to you next week.
You got it, baby. Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I'm going to call you after the show, Tamara, so stay tuned because I want to pick your brain.
Awesome.
All right, Rocco. So, Rocco, what you got planned for the week?
You know what? I haven't even decided yet. I haven't decided yet. I'm not sure. You know what? I'm not sure.
Well, I got to give you big props for bringing on Tamara tonight because this is your guest. So, big up. See, everyone, I told you, Max and Friends is expanding. So, Rocco, you're the man tonight for bringing her on. And
I have some more surprises down the road. Some more surprises.
I know you do. And I've got now Rogers and Nancy coming on in the future. We're talking about We Are Family Foundation. We got to say thank you to Michael Tucci. And Rocco, I know you want to say thank you to Tamara, so that's all you
Absolutely.
Right now.
Thank you, Tamara. I also want to say thank you to Monarchy. They give me amazing clothes to wear. Every time you see me on the camera, when the listeners become the viewers, I'm wearing Monarchy. Thank you guys out there for providing me clothes. And I have to say thank you to Badass Hair Products. I got to tell you, Max, I'm going to have to get you some of these products. They are amazing. I was in the shower washing my hair, and I felt like I was having an orgasm. I got to talk to Tamara, our sex doctor, about that next week. But I think like you can get products, badasshair.com, something like that, but they're amazing. It's really products.
You know what? I got to say thank you to Delta because they got me back here in New York from Florida. You know, I fly over delta.com. We're going to do the shout-out. This is the last segment of shout-outs. We're not doing this anymore after the show. We're going to plug now because that's the way we do it. I want to say hi to my friend Liz Koppelman. It was fun to see you and your cousin last night. Other than that, Rocco, I think we're going to have an exciting show. Our whole show is changing here at LA Talk Radio for Max and Friends, and Rocco's the first one who's going to be our full-time in-house guest, resident co-host.
That's right.
So, Rocco, you're the man. Fashion News Live.
Oh, you are the man. You are the man, Max. How about this? You know what? I thought about this. You know, MR, Max, Rocco, it could be Mr., the Mr. Show. No, I'm just messing with you.
Mr. And everyone, you know what? What am I going to pull up? I don't even know. I want to pull up a quote, but we've got to wrap it up because Sam's going to kill me. So on that note, everyone, it's time. Rocco, we're going to take life to the max, but we're not anymore, but we are. But you know what? We're just going to have fun doing it. So, Rocco, Max, I guess we're out of here, right?
We'll
listen. Wrap up, everyone. Thank you guys. Good night.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.